Now on to this, folks. Former NCAA swimmer Riley Gaines was physically attacked during a speaking engagement for differing views on trans rights. This is the video of her being rushed out by law enforcement of the event as the Biden administration pushes that trans people are actually the ones under attack. Here to discuss, editor-at-large at the Postmillennial and author of Unmasked, Andy Ngo. Okay, Andy, you have been front and center for all these Antifa protests. You were assaulted yourself, I believe, in Portland, Oregon, and a variety of other places. You've seen this front and center, this mob rule. What's your reaction?
Well, I think they're escalating the violence because they can see that they're losing in a number of ways. We have witnessed a number of states pass legislation banning the medical transitioning of minors. And those who are in support of that are lashing out, either literally or expressing threats of violence online against lawmakers. The videos of what happened in San Francisco State University against this former is really shocking, because in addition to creating this mob situation, which we've seen over and over at universities, they also created a hostage situation. This video where they said, we'll let you go if you pay us. And as far as I know, nobody's been arrested. Nobody's been expelled from the university. So this is kind of, this is the response you can expect from people who are violent extremists. They're radicalized. This is their grievance narrative. This is why we're told day in and day out the lie that they're victims of a trans genocide. There is no trans genocide.
None. There's not. In fact, as we saw in Tennessee, it's the actual opposite of that. But, Andy, this is something, though, that the White House, even Karine Jean-Pierre, has come out and said somehow your level of outrage as a trans person dictates your level of justification. How can we live in a society with these types of anarchists?
Well, just years before, whenever there were any jihadist attacks in the West, we would see the response from the liberal establishment in many Muslim advocacy groups was essentially to victim blame and to provide some type of justification for the extremists who carried out the attacks. I think this is something very similar here. We have many people in the liberal establishment who I think have a hatred for their own fellow citizens and have some type of sympathy with those who are attacking us.
Yeah, no, it's horrible. I want to talk about Bud Light. Okay, this is something like, first off, holy tone deaf. Who the heck do they think their base is? They have put a can out with Dylan Mulvaney, this dude who's pretending to be a girl, has like celebrating 1 year of trying to be a girl. Basically, they said, the heck with this. Nike now comes out and he's modeling a sports bra for Nike. Who do they think people are? There's like, I can think of 100 million people to advertise for Nike sports bras over him.
Well, I think Dylan is a questionable choice for a marketing person brand-wise. But I think behind this is actually quite sad because, even behind the silly videos and all that, if you read Dylan's interviews, this person talks about how lonely they are and how they haven't been kissed since transitioning. They haven't received messages of romantic interest since transitioning. And so, when I see Dylan, I really see somebody who's hurting and broken, and all these advertisements, that's not going to hide that reality.
Yeah, to that point, Andy, you have a significantly, multitudes times higher suicide rate, unfortunately, within the transgender community. I think you hit the nail on the head when you said, these are people that they're trying to find themselves. Is there a better way that people can search to try to find themselves?
I'm not a religious person myself, but I am being interviewed on Easter Sunday, and I think perhaps a lot of the malaise that we see in the United States comes from the fact that young people are not finding meaning and purpose through traditional means such as spirituality or religion, and instead they're turning to TikTok or political ideologies. Radical political ideologies.
Yeah, Andy, I've been following your reporting for a long time. You are a one of the foremost journalists that I consider out there doing, you know, what all reporters should be doing. So thank you for being here. Happy Easter, and thank you for sharing your message today.
Thank you.